Hi, this is Peter Malouk. Welcome to A Matter of Trust with Annie Rogers and Chrissy Knopke. And today we're going to cover the role of an executor or a successor trustee, what that really means. With a will, if you name somebody to sell your estate, we call that person the executor. And in a trust, when you name somebody to settle your estate, we call that person the successor trustee. That person should really have some specific characteristics. And Chrissy's going to get us started by walking through what's expected of those folks if they come into play.
Definitely. So the first characteristic that they should have is definitely being responsible. So if this is someone who is not organized in their own life, they're not going to be able to manage this estate, whether it's an executor or a trustee. This is a lot of information. They're going to essentially have to get all of the accounts, make sure all the taxes are filed, and do all of these types of things. So not only do they need to be responsible, they need to be somewhat financially savvy. So they need to be familiar with filing tax returns, be familiar with what types of accounts are out there that you might own. They're going to have to be in charge of real estate, cleaning out your house, those types of things. And so this needs to be somebody that if you passed away tomorrow, you could see managing everything that you manage on a day-to-day basis.
And if they're a successor trustee, Annie, that could come into play while someone's alive, right? So with the will, so you have to die for
the executor
to come into play.
Right.
But with a trust, it's not just when you die. It could also be if you're incapacitated.
Correct. Yeah. So the person that you've named a successor trustee could also step in upon incapacity. So that means they would be managing your assets while you're living and paying your bills, paying for the nursing home, paying for your medical care, maybe, you know, making distributions to pay for your minor children, you know, just kind of keeping your household running, you know, depending on what's going on and whether, you know, sometimes if you're incapacitated, you might recover and be able to manage your own assets. Sometimes it's, you know, somebody else managing this for you for the rest of your life.
Right. I think with the executor, successor, trustee, everyone thinks of it, oh, I just need someone like Chrissy said, who's really action oriented and detail oriented and organized, and they're going to go wrap this thing up and be done with it. And they forget that these people are also the core contact, the key contact for all of the beneficiaries.
Right.
So when the kids are fighting about where mom's jewelry was supposed to go or where dad's rifle from hunting is supposed to go or whatever, the executor is dealing with all of that fighting. And one beneficiary wants to take money out right away and the other one wants to wait. And because I think
I want to keep the real estate. Yeah. I want to sell it.
Yeah, I want to keep the lake house. I don't want to keep the lake house. The executor and the sister trustee might be a family member everybody loved going in and might not feel the same way about.
Usually becomes the worst person coming out.
Grief and money never really go well together. You know, it can cause a lot of family dissension.
Especially if one sibling's in charge of telling one if they can get something or not.
Yeah. I think the last piece of advice I'll leave to our listeners is when you're naming that executor or successor trustee, the one thing about a will or a trust that's very different than all other legal documents is it is with 100% certainty going to come into effect. You are going to die. And when you die, it will be the biggest financial event of your life because everything you ever bought from a chair in your living room to your biggest investment account and your properties and so on, all of that is going to get put in a pot and divided up. And the executor is in between all the people getting that and everything that you've built your entire life. So be very, very thoughtful about the person that you entrust to handle that role. And if you're accepting that role, accept it knowing what you're in for.
Right.
Thank you for being with us.
All right. Thank you.
This commentary is provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as investment, tax, or legal advice. Past performance of any market results is no assurance of future performance. The information contained herein has been obtained from sources deemed reliable but is not guaranteed. This commentary and the information provided may be considered advertising in some jurisdictions under the applicable law and ethical rules. The determination of the need for legal services and the choice of a lawyer are extremely important decisions and should not be based solely upon advertisements or self-proclaimed expertise. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.